741 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
All right, Craig, we're going to talk about an event today, right now.
Let's do it.
About Chicks Against Hunger. And what's their event called?
Come Sail Away.
Right, okay, fine. Like, I can't believe you didn't even bother bringing this up if you had this. You and I are of an era where, when I hear that, that's all that's going through my mind.
Sure.
The voice of Styx. Come Sail Away. But they're at the Shipyards in Lorraine. That's the event tomorrow, May 16th, Chicks Against Hunger. Joining us is Amy Malloy this morning. Amy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We are great. Let's talk about the event tomorrow. It's a way to help have fun, but also raise some funds and food for those in need. Talk about this event tomorrow from 6 to 9 at the Shipyard. How can people participate in it?
Absolutely. We're very excited to be at the Shipyards this year. It's a new event space for us, and they've been kind enough to let us use their beautiful space right on the lake, and it's going to be a fun time from 6 to 9. People just need a non-perishable food donation to get in the door, and there'll be food for them, a cash bar, and lots of prizes, raffles, signature items, lots of fun. And for a good cause, we're going to be benefiting We Care, We Share, which is an organization in Lorraine, Ohio.
Amy, can you tell us a little bit more about We Care, We Share? What do they do and how do they do it?
Well, they're a small organization on East 31st Street, and their goal is to share resources, build community partnerships. They provide different programs and services just to enhance the quality of life for their community. And they run a food pantry on Tuesdays from 1 to 5 p.m.
When you put together a program like this, how far out do you start the planning process? Because I know you involve a lot of partners to make it happen. So when did you start thinking about this one?
We pretty much start right after the last one ends. We kind of work all year long on what we want to do, how we want to make things better, more fun for everyone, and obviously with the main goal of providing more for our beneficiaries.
Do you have one person or multiple people working to get all of those fabulous gift baskets?
Well, there's 8 chicks, and we all do them ourselves. We reach out to people in the community. We've had a lot of partners that have worked with us over the years, so a lot of those we know are going to help us out, and it just depends on what we do with them this, from year to year.
We're talking today with Amy Malloy from Chicks Against Hunger. Amy, how did you get started in the group?
Well, I was friends with one of the originators, which Kim McDonald and Sherry Lunt and Anne-Marie Nikas were the three original chicks. And my connection with Sherry got us in. I helped them out with one of their initial food drives, and I've kind of been hanging around ever since.
What's it like for you to see people bring different food items to your events? Because I know some people, they'll pack up the SUV and unload the whole thing there for you.
Absolutely. It's very moving at times, and it's just, it makes you feel better about the world you're living in to see how much people want to help. And what I've come to know over the years is so many people want to help, and they just don't know how. And when you just give them the opportunity and let them know that it's out there, they show up.
And I'm assuming you've had a couple of these, right, sort of post-pandemic?
Yes. During the pandemic, we still had our big food drive with a few raffle baskets, and it was kind of a makeshift thing we figured out. We did a drive-through, and we had baskets on display as they drove up, and they could buy raffle tickets for those, and we did the drawings later. So we're very glad to be in person once again, and we were able to do that again last year, but this one will be even bigger this year, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, on that time, it was a way to adapt to the current circumstances of the world, so to speak, but you made it happen. And again, tomorrow night, you'll really make it happen at the Shipyards. Again, what time and what should people bring?
It starts at 6 o'clock, goes till 9 o'clock, and you just need any non-perishable food donation to get in. Although we do have a prize for the heaviest food donation, so that's when you see people loading up their cars. So we're looking forward to that, and they'll just be able to pull right up to the door, and they'll take your donation right then before you can go in and enjoy the evening.
Amy Malloy with the Chicks Against Hunger, thanks for joining us this morning, and I hope you have a good turnout for tomorrow's event over at the Shipyard.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good day.